the evening, Andy invited me to pick a topic that I wanted to preach on. What I'm going to share with you is a message that I heard 7 years ago and made a really strong impression on me, and the Lord's laid it on my heart to share it with you today. Some of you may know this subject. I'm going to talk about the seven names of Yahweh. Yahweh is the name of our God. And as I'm preparing a talk, the Lord always puts someone in my mind, and as I'm writing the talk, I'm as if I'm speaking to them. So Mia, listening on the podcast later, this is for you. So I guess under the topic, the seven names of Yahweh, what is the name of our God? Our God, who's revealed himself to us through Jesus Christ, has many names, but we might prefer to use the name Father when we're addressing God. But Father, Lord, King of Kings, Jehovah, many names for our God. And each of the names that we use for our God tells us something about the character of him, which is probably why we're most comfortable using the name Father. Well, this is a question, of course, that Moses raised when the God was speaking to Moses and calling Moses to lead the people out of captivity or out of slavery in Egypt. God appears to Moses, doesn't he, in that burning bush. The account is in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. That is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." So our God has the rather enigmatic name, I am who I am. When written down in the Hebrew, it's written as Yahweh, four letters, YHWH. Yahweh is how we would speak it. Now, written Hebrew of the time didn't contain any vowels, so it was uncertain how we should pronounce this word, Yahweh. But after many years of study, later scholars added vowel marks to the written Ketiv to show how this word, Yahweh, should be pronounced. And we now accept that name to be Jehovah. Jehovah. So, for example, the assistant to Moses, who we call Joshua, his name is Yehoshua. Jehovah is salvation. We say Joshua, Yehoshua. Jehovah is salvation. And so we're nearly there. Jehovah, we perhaps prefer to say in English, Jehovah. Maybe it's a little easier to say. And any time we read our Bible and the word Yahweh is written in our Bible, it's written the Lord. So any time the Bible, the Hebrew, says Jehovah or Yahweh, we see the Lord. So when we read Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," in the Hebrew, Yahweh is my shepherd, or Yahweh Rohi, as we'll see. So the name of our Lord is Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, we love to shout your name, O Lord, we might sing. And when we read Jesus Christ is Lord on the podcast, I'm pointing to the wall above me. Jesus Christ is Lord, 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 Yahweh. Jesus Christ is Yahweh. That's the complete gospel distilled into four words on the wall. But didn't I say the seven names of Yahweh? And as we read our Old Testament, we find seven Jehovah Yahweh names. So my talk is just going to go through these seven names, give you the scripture reference, where they come from, expand on it a little bit, and we'll learn things about the character of our God as we hear these Jehovah names. Anyone with an eye to a clock can work through my seven and will know as I'm approaching the end. Let's start from the beginning. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. And Andy read from Isaiah 40, verse 11, talking about God. He tends his flock, that's all of us, like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. So a character of our God is that he's like a shepherd. And Jesus himself said, didn't he? John 10, I am the good shepherd. That's a complete sermon. We could look at John 10 and study that. I am the good shepherd. But in this name, Jehovah Rohi, God's character is being revealed to us. God is like a shepherd to us. He's caring. He's watching over. He's rescuing. Jesus, God, said, I lay down my life for my sheep. So when we see in Psalm 23, Jehovah Rohi, it reminds us that God cares for each one of us. God loves each one of us so much that he sent his son to die for us. He lays down his life for the sheep. God, caring, watching, supervising, intervening in us out of his love for us. Number two, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And also we sing, don't we? Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is sufficient for me. Well-known chorus. The Lord will provide. Let me ask you to cast your mind back to the 4th of February. In this place, right here, I was speaking on the Lord will provide. And we looked at the story of Abraham taking his son Isaac to be sacrificed, and God providing the ram in the place of Isaac. This is in Genesis 22, verse 8 and verse 14. Well, Isaac asked his father, where is the lamb? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went together. And then Abraham finds that ram, doesn't he, with his horns in the bush. And verse 14, Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. So this is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our loving God, who's providing for us what we need for today. The Lord provided his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us. Jesus was the sacrifice. With this name, Jehovah Jireh, God's character is revealed. God providing for us what we need for today. This is how you should pray. Give us today our daily bread. We're asking God to provide for us what we need for each day, providing for our needs. So this loving shepherd who will willingly lay his life down also provides for our needs. The third name, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. This originates from the Bible story of Gideon, and the Israelites have been under 7 years of invasion from the Midianites. Gideon meets the angel of the Lord, and Gideon is asked by the angel of the Lord to go and defeat the invading army. But obviously, Gideon wants a sign. How can I know that this is the angel of the Lord? Well, he's commanded to bring an offering of goat and unleavened bread as a sacrifice to the angel of the Lord. He places it on a stone, and then through the power of God, fire comes from that rock and consumes the bread and the meat. So a miracle of God consuming the bread and meat. The Lord, and this is Judges 6, the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die in this fire that's just consumed this offering." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." And to this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. The Lord is peace. God's character, like a shepherd, providing for us, meeting our needs. And we can be at peace when we are in him. When we trust in our God to provide for us, to shepherd us, to meet our needs, we can be at peace. And you may have in your mind Saint Paul in chains for the Lord, writing to the church in Philippi. And your homework from today might be to go and read chapter 1 of Philippians to understand how Paul can be at peace despite being in captivity. And you may know this from Acts 10. You know the message that God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. So the Lord, our peace, Jehovah Shalom, we can be at peace because Jesus Christ is the good news of peace for all people. God's character for you. He wants you, whatever your earthly situation, to be at peace in him. Number 4. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. I don't know why I went to the King James Version, healeth. The Lord that heals, we might be more comfortable with. The Lord who heals our bodies and also our souls. This originates from the Israelites when they were in Exodus, had left captivity in Egypt, and Moses is leading them to the promised land. But they start grumbling, they don't have food, they don't have water, things are not going well. And they come to this this lake of bitter water. The Lord shows Moses a log. And when Moses put that log stick into the water becomes sweet. Let's read that. It's Exodus 15 and 26. I got most of my scriptures in my notes here, but for some reason I don't have that. So this is Exodus 15, and I'm going to read verse 26. This is the Lord speaking to us. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of your Lord, the Lord your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am," there it is, "I am Yahweh, the Lord who heals you." So this is the Lord Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Well, of course, Jesus was a great healer. He performed so many healing miracles. Some are reported in the Gospels, but there will have been many, many others that are not. So Jesus performed these healing miracles. So as God, he is there as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. But of course, if we consider his death and resurrection, he's not only restoring health, but he's restoring our souls. He restores the souls and the very being of those who call on his name. So Jesus is an embodiment of Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And number five, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Here's a poem from Jeremiah 23, as is verse 5 and 6. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior." Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteous Savior. Jesus, of course, is our righteous Savior. And this prophecy from Jeremiah points us straight towards Jesus. God alone can save through his Son, Jesus Christ. I don't think I gave this to you at the back. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." There's the Lord, our righteousness, through the death and resurrection of Jesus, so that we can become the righteousness of God. And the opening of the second letter of Peter, this is chapter 1, verse 1. "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord." So righteousness, being right and proper and holy and set apart, our Lord God is those things. And through Jesus Christ, we are made righteous in his eyes as well. And Jehovah Shammah, the Lord ever present, Yahweh, our Lord, our Father, is eternal and present. Through his Holy Spirit, he is with us now. And this reference, Jehovah Shammah, comes from the prophet Ezekiel. It's the last verse in the whole of that prophecy from Ezekiel. Ezekiel 48, 35. And there's a whole chapter about how the land, the promised land, should be divided up between the tribes of Israel. And the final verse is about the great city. And the name of that city from that time on will be "The Lord is there," or "The Lord is here" in some translations. And Jesus Christ, as Lord, in his earthly body before he went to the cross, said that he, God, will send another advocate, the Spirit of Truth, to be with you forever. So our eternal God, Jehovah Shammah, ever present, sends the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. An eternal God with the eternal Holy Spirit with us. Number 7, the last one. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Alan's at the back, he's waving his hand like waving a flag. Sometimes the Lord our rallying place, a place to gather under protection. And this is about God, ever present, providing a place of strength and victory. And this comes from Exodus chapter 17, it's verses 8 to 15. And this is the battle against the Amalekites. And Joshua is fighting a battle, and Moses holds the staff of the Lord on top of a hill with the staff raised in his hands. And during the battle, when the Israelites could see Moses and his hands were raised, they were winning. And as he got tired and his arms dropped, they didn't win. So he gathered up supporters to sit him on a rock and raise his hands up. So Exodus 17, verse 15. After the victory, Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." So Jehovah Nissi is about the strength of the Lord winning the victory and giving a place for those that worship him to rally around, a place to go and recognize the Lord's protection. So this is a symbol, a memorial place for refuge and somewhere to commemorate God's power. Moses stands on a hill with his arms raised for all to see. And whilst he was there, the Israelites had victory. Moses became tired. Jesus, standing on the hill, arms nailed to a cross for all to see, the King of the Jews above his head. There he hung and won our victory. Jesus wins the victory over sin that leads to death. And so Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Jehovah, Jesus is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. We can rally around the cross and remember the sacrifice and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there we have the 7 names of our Lord, Jehovah. If only there was a way for us to remember these 7 names of Jehovah. Through our Holy Scripture, the Lord has provided us a way. Listen to this Psalm 23. We know it so well. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. I shall not want, Jehovah Jireh. He makes me lie down in green pastures. This is a combination of Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Shalom. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He refreshes my soul, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. This is Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Even though I walk through the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, ever present. You are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is Jehovah Nissi, the rallying point, the victory over enemies. So if you want to remember the seven names of Jehovah, seven names of Yahweh, they're just listed for us here in this psalm. The psalm that we know so well, and yet in those first five verses are the seven names of Jehovah. God hidden a mystery for us in clear sight for each of us. And so if those first five verses are the seven names of Jehovah, it leaves the remaining verses as a summary or as a bringing it all together. So we would start from, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. This is a greeting for the honored guest at a banquet. So the host, the person holding the banquet, recognizes the honored guest and anoints their head with oil. So we are welcome at God's feast, and he treats us as the honored guest and anoints our heads with oil. Our cups overflow because we are in God's presence and he is our host and he wants the best possible things for us. And it's like our cups are never ending. They're constantly overflowing through the good things that Jesus Christ won for us. And if we're in that never-ending banquet of love where each of us are the honored guest, then goodness and love of God will follow us always, wherever we go throughout our life. God is there, present, loving us and bestowing on us goodness and love. And we can dwell in that feast that God is providing in the house of the Lord forever. And this comes from recognizing the seven characters of Jehovah that we went through. Jehovah is like a shepherd caring for us. And I'm sure the sheep don't know the shepherd or don't recognize the shepherd. The shepherd is there looking after us. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The Lord provides all we need. He leads us towards peace. And if we recognize him and we fall down and we worship him, Jesus Christ becomes our peace. We fear nothing because he is with us. He leads us into righteousness and is always eternally present with us. Jehovah Nissi, the rallying point, the banner, leads us straight to the cross. And that is why I finish with Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Yahweh Jehovah. Shall we pray? Oh, Father God, your deepest care about is for each one of us. You love us and you have revealed your many characteristics to us through this dearly loved psalm. For some who know your names that are hidden in plain sight here, and for those who have heard your names afresh, let us be emboldened to call on your name, to say, Yahweh, we love to shout your name. Father, we love to shout your name. Jehovah, we love to shout your name. Father God, through your Holy Spirit, fill each one of us with a new love for you, with a new sight of you, with a new word on our lips to speak your name. For you are the one true eternal God. We love you, Father Yahweh Jehovah. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.